Okay, so today we're going to talk about vision, particularly how it requires controlling the definitions. And I think Bentham will serve for inspiration. And as he's the pure distillate of power, you may wonder in what way he can inspire us, we, the people who he claimed to represent, by telling us what we want. That is to say, happiness to serve the goal of perfection, meaning we lack it and must sacrifice our lives to get it, that it, perfection, may live, he says. Remember that Shakespeare poem we talked about a couple weeks ago from The Rape of Lucrece? Those who much covet are with gain so fond. And that is not just talking about, because it's in a poem about lust. The implication is much broader than simply being about lust for owning another person. It's lust for power is the broad category, I guess, in which it's best to hear that poem. Those who much covet are with gain so fond, that what they have not, that which they possess, they scatter and unloose it from their bond. And so by hoping more, they have but less, or gaining more. The profit of excess is but to surfeit, and such griefs sustain that they prove bankrupt in this poor rich gain. And Bentham is a really good example of that, which we'll elaborate on shortly. As most of these guys who represent for power, he liked to think that he was serving the species, humankind, humanity, by directing us toward perfection, and that we were unable to do that for ourselves because we have to work. So it is a gift they generously do for us, is the story they tell themselves. But in reality, those who much covet, that which they have not, perfection. So today we're going to talk about Bentham and how he saw himself as serving the goal of perfection. But I have a huge debt. I feel gratitude to him because the guys who represent for power today, they cannot be upfront and open about their aims. But Bentham is, because, you know, hey, those guys in Bentham's day could never foresee us listening in as today we are. So what I owe Bentham for, he's shown us the importance of controlling the definitions. And that's because power depends on controlling the discourse. And you can't do that unless you control the language. And you can't do that unless you control the definitions. And you can't do that unless you've created standards against which you measure or shape them. And you can't do that unless you have a point to which those standards lead, meaning a vision. Now, power thinks very linearly, but linear thinking cannot see that language, thought, ultimately will spiral out of control as Earth will never release her hold. Vision requires controlling the definitions, and controlling the definitions requires vision.